Hey there, dog lovers! It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats, your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA, with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night to you. I hope you had a good Wednesday. I hope you had a good Wednesday night. I'm going to have a good, even more of a Wednesday night. For the next 4 hours, I'm going to be here. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he is joining us live from New York City. You could be anywhere. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you should be smart enough to operate or have a smart speaker, you can always ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I told you I'll be here with you for the next 4 hours. You already know everything that we're going to discuss if you follow me on social media. That is at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I am everywhere. As normal, as per usual, every Wednesday night I bring you a new top six list. And tonight we're going to take a look at six NFL players with the most to prove here in 2023. The New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns, they got everything started last week. The NFL preseason with the Hall of Fame game. We got 14 NFL games starting tomorrow, moving into this coming weekend. NFL preseason is upon us, and it's time to talk some players who have something to prove. That top six list is coming your way 2 hours from now. We'll talk about Ron Rivera. Maybe he put his foot in his mouth. Maybe his players are soft. Maybe Eric Bieniemy is a jerk. We're going to find the happy medium between the three possibilities, and we'll get to that. Kobe Bryant scheduled to be honored by the Los Angeles Lakers. Kobe Bryant has a new shoe coming out. A lot of Kobe Bryant news coming through the pipeline today. Henry Ruggs, unfortunate news for Henry Ruggs. Following his car accident less than two years ago, he's been sentenced. He is going to prison. I'll give you an update on him. And speaking of news, it wasn't about but an hour ago that Major League Baseball had another no-hitter. Michael Lorenzen throws the 14th no-hitter in Phillies history. He throws the fourth no-hitter in Major League Baseball this year. And I'm like, damn, another one? And so we're gonna hear some of those calls momentarily. If you want to talk to me while I'm here on air, it's easy. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. I told you I'm already on social media. That is at JR Sport Brief. At JR Sport Brief, everyone on social media. Shep, how are you this evening?
Doing well. Thanks for asking, JR. And it's about time the Lakers honor Kobe Bryant with a statue. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. Thank you so much. I just told you about these Phillies. Michael Lorenzen. This man just got to the team. Just got there. Second start for the Phillies. A team trying to go back to the World Series. They went last year, and they lost to the Houston Astros. They just acquired the man. In his second start, he goes out, and he throws a no-hitter. Another one. It was only a week ago that Framber Valdez threw a no-hitter right after Justin Verlander was acquired at the trade deadline. Michael Lorenzen just got to the team. He's in the same boat, only his second start. And here's the deal. This is the final call from the Phillies radio network.
Outfield shaded to the opposite field against the lefty Smith. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Center field coming in is Rojas. He's calling. He has got it.
Yeah.
Lorenzen leaps into the arms of Real Muto, and the Phillies pile out of the dugout. In front of the mound, they celebrate a no-hitter tonight by Michael Lorenzen in his second start as a Philly.
It's his first home start out at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. The Nationals, they got beat tonight 7-0. Michael Lorenzen needed 124 pitches to get this done. Rob Thompson, the manager of the Phillies, man, people were looking at him like, are you going to pull this guy? Like, how many chances are you going to give this dude before you have his arm fall off? I believe the most pitches that Michael Lorenzen has ever thrown in a game prior to tonight was 107. I remember this dude coming out of the bullpen for Cincinnati. And then he's on the Angels. And then he was an all-star this season for the Tigers. And now he's a Philly. And in the second game, he throws a no-hitter. What happened with those 124 pitches? 5 strikeouts. 4 walks. It took him some work to get this done. He wasn't out there just dealing and striking dudes out. It took a lot for him to get that. We just heard the positivity from the Phillies radio network. Let's hear the sadness. And the Nationals are really used to sadness. Let's hear the sadness from the Nationals radio network. This was their call.
He's ready again. The pitch swung on and hit high in the air to shallow center field. Coming on is Rojas. He's there under it waiting, and he makes the catch. And Lorenzen leaps into the arms of his catcher, JT Realmuto. And the Phillies storm out of their dugout and from their positions and from the bullpen to mob and congratulate Michael Lorenzen.
That's nice. Nobody from the Nationals radio network got fired for telling the truth. Nobody got suspended, so good for him. Michael Lorenzen, he spoke to NBC Sports after the game, and he said, the home fans in Philly, yeah, the ones that are accused of being jerks all the time. Michael Lorenzen says, man, they gave me so much energy.
It was incredible. Walking out for the 7th, for the 8th, for the 9th, it gave me a boost of energy. These fans, man, I've never been a part of an organization where the fans are a part of the team. What they've done for Trey and what I've seen out of these fans, they really are. They play a role on this field for us, and they gave me that boost that I needed, that 7th, 8th, and 9th. These fans going crazy. If you're feeling fatigued, you're not feeling it at all when you hear these fans. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, 124 pitches? Wow. You know, I complain all the time. I think I got good reason to complain. I complain all the time about how baseball has changed. It drives me nuts every time a pitcher goes 5 innings and people are screaming about how excellent of a start he had. It's like, man, go pitch the damn whole game. Go out there and get 7 innings. 7 innings. Somebody should come through and get a hold. Somebody should come through and close the game out. Let's keep it moving. You need 8 pitchers to finish up a game. And so Lorenzen went out here with 124 pitches. He walked 4 guys. He only struck out 5. which means his defense had to get to work out there. Snatching balls out of the air, picking them up off of the ground. He wasn't going from his hand to the catcher's mitt. The ball was put into play. And so Michael Lorenzen is not an idiot. He still spoke to NBC Sports in Philly, and he had to give everybody behind him on defense, he had to show them some love.
I tell you, I didn't strike out the world in this game, and so, you know, when you're pitching, balls can land in different places, and I just had God's grace today, and I definitely got to thank God for today. I got to give him all the glory just to be able to keep me calm and trusting in him. And you know, whatever happened, I was just going to trust in him, and that's kind of what I've been doing all season and trying to just lean on him. And, there was a lot of hard-hit balls, and thankfully they were to center field, not left or right.
Yeah, just balls hit everywhere. They're flying all over the place, and the defenders were able to go out there and pick them up. And so, I told you, this was the 14th no-hitter in Philly's history. This was the fourth no-hitter here in 2023. Valdez last week, on the same day that Lorenzen became a Philly, threw a no-hitter for the Astros. Domingo Herman, no longer in the big leagues, unfortunately due to his alcohol problem. Domingo Herman threw a perfect game on June 28th. That's a whole nother level. No walks, no nothing. And then we had three dudes from Detroit throw a no-hitter. In July. That's four. Four no-hitters here in 2023. This isn't the same rate at which we saw some no-hitters back in 2021. There was a record nine, count them, nine no-hitters in 2021. Six of those no-hitters in 2021 came before June even concluded. And so are we at the same rate? No, I don't think so. But it's apparent that we're seeing more and more no-hitters in Major League Baseball. Now, do you need to be a rocket scientist to figure this out? I don't think you do. It's quite simple. These damn guys at the plate, they don't have no discipline. These guys at the plate who are supposed to be scoring the runs, a lot of these baseball players can't even lay down a bunt. They wouldn't know how to get on base by accident unless they're trying to hit the ball into the stratosphere. These baseball players are interested in, I don't know, just swinging for the fences. I don't even know if they care about a walk. I don't think they're looking for singles. I mean, where's the variety in baseball players? There is none. Where is the professional hitter? Where's the guy who would pop up in a three-hole, and you know that year to year to year, following his baseball card, he would go out and bat north of 300, 330. You know, I'm not expecting every single player to wake up and be, you know, Rod Carew, or every baseball player to wake up and be Tony Gwynn. Those days are over. There's no Wade Boggs here. Major League Baseball is a bunch of dudes that are just all or nothing. There's no in between. Can I get a single? Where's the Kenny Loftons of the world? Who's getting on first to steal second? Who's going to drive him in with a double? Who's coming through to hit a solo blast? You know, where's the ball being peppered around the field? Who's doing that? How is Aaron Judge, who's probably the premier power hitter in Major League Baseball right now, alongside some Japanese dude named Shohei Ohtani, how is Aaron Judge, with all of his power, how has he developed into being one of the most complete hitters? Is he Frank Thomas now? And so I got to be honest. When I hear no hitter, I go, yeah, that's still amazing. Pretty awesome. You go into a game, 27 sit up, 27 step to the plate, 27 get sat down. No, not in a perfect game, but 27 get sat down without a hit. And for tonight, okay, he walked four dudes. Still impressive that nobody got a hit. But some of the luster is wearing off. I mean, yes, there's a big difference between a perfect game. Nobody gets on base. Absolutely amazing. But these no-hitters, it's kind of like, okay, somebody threw one. All right, good, great. I'd be more impressed, and sorry, Michael Lorenzen, I guess now I sound like a jerk, I'd be more impressed if he struck out like 10 dudes. Good for him either way. 14th no-hitter in Philly's history. But these no-hitters, they just don't do it for me like they used to. Let me know when we get another perfect game. Congratulations to Michael Lorenzen, though. Maybe it's just baseball. All or nothing. There's no in-between. There's no meat. There are no intricacies. There's a lack of skill in comparison to prior eras. Congratulations, Michael. You did it, though. And maybe the Phillies can go back to the World Series. I don't know. Maybe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're just getting started. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do no-hitters still carry the same weight that they used to? I'm going to ask Shep his thoughts on the other side of the break. We're going to continue on with the show as well. I told you that Ron Rivera probably, maybe, possibly put his foot in his mouth. Kobe Bryant will be honored by the Los Angeles Lakers. We're going to give you a new top six list. We'll get you all set for the preseason games that the NFL is getting ready to highlight over the next several days. We got a lot to do. I'll be here with you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. About an hour ago, Major League Baseball, we saw the fourth no-hitter so far this season. Michael Lorenzen, a new Philadelphia Philly, only making his second start with the squad. His first home start in front of the fans in Citizens Bank Ballpark. He throws the 14th no-hitter in Phillies history as the Phillies beat the Nationals 7-0. It took him 124 pitches to do so. He only struck out 5 and he walked 4. An amazing accomplishment nonetheless. This is the fourth no-hitter that we've seen so far here in 2023. And the frequency of no-hitters has just kind of made me go, okay, we got another one. Like at this point, I'm just waiting on perfect games, of which there have only been 24 in Major League Baseball history. And so good on Michael Lorenzen coming over from the Detroit Tigers, helping the Phillies win this game. Phillies trying to go on another run of their second in the National League East behind those Braves. They bring in Lorenzen to try to stabilize the starting rotation. And he has rewarded them in his first two starts tonight with a no-hitter. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have Doug calling from Georgia. Doug, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR? How you doing, brother, man?
Very well, man. Thank you.
Hey, great. Love it for the guy from Philly. That's great. In baseball, you don't see anybody go six innings anymore. They pull them and they put in the next guy and we set up the guy and then the closer. And I just love it. You let a guy go 125 pitches to get, you know, a complete game, much less no hitter. I think that's awesome. And I'll go with that. It's amazing to me.
It is. Thank you, Doug. And I sure wish we'd have more of those. I said that before we went to break. Like, forget going or having a complete game. That's like a thing of the past. I mean, Can we just get to a place where starters can try to get to seven innings? I'm not expecting everybody to go out and throw 124 pitches. Please believe, if he wasn't in the process of throwing a no-hitter, they wouldn't have him out there for that many pitches. He was probably one more batter away from being told, okay, it's done. It's time to sit down. We don't care what the scenario or situation is. They already allowed him to push it. His max for pitches in a game all time is 107. They let him go to 124 tonight. And so, yeah, very impressive to see a no-hitter. Major League Baseball has had more than 300 of these suckers. Perfect games, we've had 24. And so pardon me if I just saw a no-hitter last week, talked about one last week, and talking about one this week and kind of go, yeah, it's impressive, but, it's been quite frequent here. Hey, Shep, are you still enamored the same way? It's like Christmas every day here with these no-hitters.
So, JR, it may not be the mega Powerball where someone's winning up to nine figures, but you are winning $5 million, right? So, like, if I look at it from a macro perspective, right, take the Phillies, for instance, their specific franchise. They've had four no-hitters the last two decades. Now, three of those have been by Hamels, and two of them have been by Doc Holliday. One is a first-ballot Hall of Famer. The other is a borderline Hall of Famer. That's pretty impressive company. And when you look at what this guy does in terms of, like, Lorenzen from a micro perspective, like, JR, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I did not know much about this guy prior to Wednesday, okay?
He played for the Reds. Why would you?
Right. Exactly.
I'm just saying, why would you know who the hell he is?
Right.
He came out the bullpen.
Right. But what I will tell you is he's never pitched more than seven innings this entire season up until being a member of the Phillies. He was once 2-6. He now finds himself 7-7. The fact that this guy, given how awful he looked to begin the season, where he wasn't eclipsing five innings as a starter, to go to nine innings making 124 pitches, despite the fact that he walked a few guys, this is quite an accomplishment. So, no, it's not winning the Powerball, but it is winning the lottery.
Yeah, it's an accomplishment, but damn it, the more often that it happens, right, it lessens it. It's like saying, hey, we're going to have McDonald's once a week or every day. Like, it's like anything else. The more that you do it, the less emphasis that it has, the less oomph that it, the entertainment value isn't there. You can go, and I don't think it's on Broadway anymore. It's like saying, oh, well, hey, the Phantom of the Opera has been on Broadway for 30, 40 years, right? You ain't going to see it every day. You probably don't want to see it once a week. You probably don't want to see it once a month. Maybe you don't want to see it once a year. Maybe you get it and check it out once every other year. Maybe somebody comes into town and you say, hey, let's go to Broadway and see Phantom of the Opera. But the more that you do it, the more that it takes place. It's like anything else. It loses its lust. It's like a relationship, Shep. You're going to find that out. You want to be married, right?
Yes, sir. But, JR, hey, can I ask you honestly to take a step back for a second? Don't you think, and here's why I say this. This is a proud organization. No, they're not the Yankees. They're not the Dodgers. But the Phillies are up there in terms of historical greatness when it comes to Major League Baseball. This is a franchise that has been around for 140 years. You mentioned this. This is just the 14th occurrence where a no-hitter has taken place, meaning it has happened just once every decade. You don't think you're being a little critical about a guy pitching a no-hitter, despite the fact that it was not the cleanest no-hitter? You don't think you're being a little haterish when it comes to this?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I think that's a stupid question to ask.
Okay, all right.
It's about the frequency. I mean, you just mentioned Roy Halladay.
Yes.
Okay, and Cole Hamels. The last time I looked, those dudes didn't pitch in 1893. It's not so much about the accomplishment. It's about the frequency of the accomplishment. And it's not about the Philadelphia Phillies. It's about Major League Baseball as a whole. The fact that two seasons ago we saw a record nine no-hitters. That here we are in August of 2023, and we have seen four no-hitters. It doesn't have so much to do with Michael Lorenzen and where he's come from. It has absolutely nothing to do with the Philadelphia Phillies and their history. It has to do with baseball as a whole. And that when you look at the sport and you look at the frequency of no-hitters, it has increased. And it is not the same, oh my God, what did I just see, with the same frequency as we've seen in the past. We can go back to past 100 and 150 years, and baseball has been peppered with seasons where the high for a no-hitter was 7. To go into 2 seasons ago where the high is 9, to get to this season where we go, oh my God, here are 4 and we're in August, would I be shocked or surprised if we had 1 or 2 more no-hitters before the season ended? No, I wouldn't, because the frequency is going through the roof. And so, yeah, this is an accomplishment. I'm not taking away from what the guy did. But for baseball as a whole, I think it's indicative of how the sport has changed. And there is less of an emphasis in putting the ball in play and more of an emphasis in putting the ball over the fence. And if you're not putting the ball over the fence, there are too many batters who are standing around with the bat on their shoulder, or maybe they're swinging and missing. And it's one of the things that is a detriment to the game, is that there is a lack of action. And we can look at the rule changes this past offseason, larger bases and a pitch clock. And we can go through the gamut, elimination of the shift. We can look at it all. But the fact is, it's not going to amount to a whole hell of a lot if the batters don't know how to swing the bat. And that's what really sucks about this. It has nothing to do with Michael Lorenzen. He can go out and throw another no-hitter next week. Now, that would be more impressive than another guy on another team or the Detroit Tigers slapping together a no-hitter with 4 guys. I mean, like, spare me. I can pass on that.
All right. I mean, that's fair. I just, for someone that's been so established at WFAN for a long time as well, you well know there is one no-hitter in Mets franchise history. Now, I know there was another one, but in terms of one pitcher for one full game, that's a historic franchise too. I hear exactly what you're saying. I do think it's more difficult, despite the fact that there's more frequency than now ever before. I get all that. It's still really special.
It is really special. But the frequency also takes some of the luster away from it. Not taken away from what he did, but the more that anything occurs, the less impressed I am. 855-212-4CBS. Michael is calling from Maine. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, listen, I want to give you a lot of respect because I listen to you every night when I get out of work, and I usually agree with you, but listen, the no-hitter thing, and I would like somebody to look this up as well, because I'm with you on the combined no-hitters. I mean, that's trash. But, I mean, Red Sox had a no-hitter in, I think it was 65 with Jim Muscatoff, and then they had 4 more later with, like, Lester, a couple other guys. Pedro never had a no-hitter. Clemens never had a no-hitter. It is not as unspecial as you're describing it as being. It really is not. I mean, and maybe this guy will never pitch another inning in his life. I have no idea. And I know that some guys get a no-hitter and you never hear from them again. I get that. And the perfect game, 24 perfect games, I get that too. That's much less common. But come on, 350 in 150 years, that's not as common as you think or as you're portraying
no,
it to
it's
be.
Not. No, I think you're missing it.
And I hope there's some people in line behind me here, but I want to hear what you have to say. So go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
No, no problem, Michael. It's not about looking at the history of baseball and how many of them that there have been. 322, I believe, at this point. That's not what I'm saying. It's not about Roger Clemens not throwing one or you going out and throwing a no-hitter. I'm not taking away from the difficulty to go out and throw one.
I don't know. It kind of sounds like you are, but maybe.
You got to stop and listen. Michael, you heard me speak. Yep. You asked me to explain. I'm explaining, and you're interrupting me.
I did. You're right.
I know I am. Thank you. I'm not taking away from how special it is. It is. It's special. It is. For an individual to go out and not let anybody get a hit is special. I'm not saying it's not. It doesn't matter the name. What I'm talking about is the recent frequency. It's not about the history of baseball. It's not about how long baseball has been around. The no-hitter is special. What I'm saying is, over the past several years, to have more and more and more of them at a historic rate is taking away from how special it is for what it used to be. That's my point, Michael.
You know what? That actually does make some sense, and I'm glad I listened to you. And I will say, on just to slightly counter that, there were a couple of years where there weren't any in recent years, or like a couple, and then there were nine, like you said, and now there's four this year. And I think one of them was a combined, possibly even two.
A bunch of these things have been combined and cobbled together.
Yeah,
if I got to look at last year, the Astros came through and had a no-hitter. They threw out like eight guys.
Yeah, and I wouldn't count – I wouldn't even count a combined no-hitter as a no-hitter. Just, I mean, it's great for the staff, but you're not going to throw your glove up in the air and pile up on the mound, you know? Like, who's going to do that four pitchers go in there? You know, like no one's going to be like, yeah, we pitched a no-hitter. But when one guy does it for nine innings, I think you just got to give him a little bit more credit, JR, and that's kind of all I'm saying.
I'm not taking away from what Michael Lorenzen did. If you listen back to what I said, I gave him plenty of credit. What I said is the frequency of no-hitters.
I wasn't
happening.
Denying the credit you were giving him, but yes, I do see the frequency argument that you're making. I definitely understand that people are just swinging and missing and, you know, going for it's home run strikeout and maybe the league is watered down with hitters. Maybe there's many different arguments to make. And like you said, the frequency. I appreciate you listening to my point of view, and I definitely appreciate listening to yours. And I'm going to hang up and listen to the rest of the show. And
thank you,
because I listen to you every night. All right.
Well, thank you, Michael. Appreciate you for calling from Maine. Yeah, I think you got to listen very carefully to what I said. It's not taking away from what Michael Lorenzen did. I showed him love for what he did. I gave credit to the defense for what they were able to help him do. And all credit to him for going out there and throwing 124 pitches. This is not to denigrate or take away from his accomplishment. It's to look at baseball and say, hey, the frequency of which these no-hitters are occurring, it's just it's more indicative of where baseball is currently at just as a game. It's just like, oh, these can we get a little bit more variety in the games? Can we, please? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ray is here from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
Hey, I have never listened to your show, and I'm listening, trying to, you know, really just decipher your point, and I'm understanding it more the more you defend it. But I want to tell you, I was coming back from New York with my daughter, and I was thinking about stopping at the game, you know, I could catch a few innings. And then, you know, I just forgot about it, just turned the radio on. And I tell you, a no-hitter is a no-hitter, man. And I if I would have known there would have been a no-hitter, oh, my God, I would have paid for the game to see it. And I'm just keep listening to your point. But I think, in this day and age, when pitchers aren't even going five, six innings, this guy did it alone. You know, this is kind of just a big celebration when you're a big baseball fan.
Well, let me tell you, Ray, if you could predict a no-hitter, I think you'd be better off predicting lottery numbers instead.
Man, I don't disagree with that. But I do still think a no-hitter, not a perfect game, but I still think a no-hitter is a big deal, man.
And
I'm a Washington Nationals fan.
Yeah, the lower end. Hey, listen, man, you won a World Series a few years ago. You got to be appreciative of that, okay?
Hey, we still are. But
are you paying some of the money for Strasburg's contract? Are you helping to pay some of that off?
No, I don't go much, man. But hey, you know, I can't hate the guy. He's getting paid, man. You know, some of these young players are being stretched out and not being paid well. So I don't think it's a big deal.
He can give some of that money to some of the younger guys. Hey, Ray, thank you for calling from D.C., man, okay?
Okay, man. Take care, JR.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get some more of your calls, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
I love your show. You got a great show. You're the bomb diggity, man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Michael Lorenzen throws the fourth no-hitter in Major League Baseball this season. His new team, the Philadelphia Phillies, they come out on top of the Nationals 7-0. And Michael Lorenzen, a nice showing here with his new team and his new squad. Before we went to break to open up the show, I said that, yeah, nice what Michael Lorenzen did. Didn't go out there and strike out the world. There have been 322 no-hitters in the history of Major League Baseball, but the increased frequency, especially recently, has kind of made it go, okay, this is amazing, but damn it, there have been a lot more of these than in recent memory. And for me, it's starting to lose its luster. No less of an accomplishment, but more frequency, it just makes it become less special like anything else. You're going to eat McDonald's every day. You're going to go see the same movie every day. Yeah, some people do it, but is it still special? Is it the same type of special? I don't think so, especially with the way that Major League Baseball in the game has ultimately changed. So no less of an accomplishment for Michael Lorenzen, but for baseball as a whole, the frequency just makes you go, well, damn. And we just had one last week. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Darius is calling from Vancouver, British Columbia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
Very well. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm going to briefly touch on the no-hitter thing, but I just wanted to mention quickly, I know you were talking to a Nats fan in D.C. there and mentioning they're pretty grateful for their World Series win, which I agree. But keep in mind, you know, the Nats/Expos history prior to them winning the World Series was probably the most sorry franchise, probably along with the Detroit Lions and even ex-Vancouver Grizzlies. But I just wanted to
my point to him was he can feel miserable this season, but only a few years ago he was happy. I don't think he gave a damn about the Expos.
Yeah, no, that's fair. No, I understand totally. I just wanted to mention with the no-hitter, I completely agree in the sense when you've got 2, 3, 4, 5 different pitchers in a game to do a no-hitter, I agree, it does lose a lot of the lust. However, I do think one angle you're missing this from is that you have to understand, pitching has never been better than ever now. Pitchers are more talented than ever before, and it's part of the evolution of sports. And, I mean, if you look at it, same thing in the NFL, kickers are better than ever. In hockey, goalies are better than ever. And in the NBA, shooting is better than ever. And it's just one of those things, when it comes to hitting, it's pretty hard to change the development of how you hit the baseball. However, when it comes to pitching, there are so many different analytics and so many different ways that you can throw the baseball now. I mean, you have to understand, pitchers today are better than ever. I don't know if you agree with that there.
I think pitchers are like a lot of athletes. They're bigger, faster, and stronger. At the same time, pitchers aren't allowed to do the same type of things because I think pitching, as we all know, is a very delicate thing. Nobody's body is built to go out there and throw the ball the way that they do. You know, I had mentioned Steven Strasburg to our earlier caller. This is someone who was fireballing basically since he fell out of the womb, and he fireballed his way to a World Series, and he fireballed his entire body out of Major League Baseball. when you look at the fundamentals of hitting, we can look at the pitchers, but to omit the fact that batters are less skilled has nothing to do, I think, with better pitchers. We can look at all can look at all athletes and say that they have gotten better. To look at pitchers and say they're better than ever, well, what does that mean? We can't have a baseball player who lays down a bunt. We can't have a baseball player who delivers the ball to all fields. And so I'm not omitting anything in looking at how the game of baseball has changed or developed and just say, oh, I'm missing the fact that pitchers are better. If that's the case, Darius, please tell me, why can't a batter lay down a bunt? Where is situational hitting?
I completely agree with that. And I think a large part of it is how you're having the AL and the NL now are switching up the fundamentals. And what I mean by that is, you know, you're not really seeing as often now where you're going to see the pitcher batting. And now they're kind of taking more of a DH role. But I agree in the sense when it comes to something as simple as laying down a bunt or just trying to get the ball up the middle for a simple base hit, if the bases are clear so you can avoid a double play, I completely understand that. But, you know, I'm also saying this because no hitters and, you know, perfect games, they're going to be more, in my opinion, they're going to be more frequent as time goes on. And I understand you're going to have...
Well, Darius, they have been, and that's my point. They have been more frequent. It loses its luster. And thank you for calling from Vancouver. It loses its luster when I just spoke about one last week. And then we have another one this week. And then the month before that, we have four guys combined for one. And then before that, okay, this is ridiculously impressive. We're talking about only 24 of these things. It's a perfect game. I don't expect to see that. But, you know, every couple of years, every few years to expect to see a no-hitter. And so baseball has just changed. And this is what it is. And this is not to take away from someone going out and throwing a no-hitter. But the fact is the frequency from a viewer perspective, it's just like, oh, it's special. But we just had one last week. Oh, yeah, there was that one that was last month. And you can go back almost 10 and 15 and 20 years and you can look at the frequency. It was less frequent. It's more frequent now. And baseball is different. Baseball is different because it's not played on the grass. It's not played in the dirt. It's not played just with your hands and eyes. And saying analytics, the statistics have always been a part of the game, okay? Analytics, stats, whatever you want to call it. It's just the overuse, overutilizing analytics. I mean, look, how many general managers have been out and played ball at a high level? People who crunch numbers are telling baseball players and managers, this is what we should do. This is the best chance for us to win a game. Not playing it in between the lines. It's different. It really is. There's no doubt that sports is different. Everything is different. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll get to more of your calls. We got more to do, plus the top six here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sports book, BetUS.com, is back for our 29th year of football action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the table. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS and get into the action. BetUS, where the game begins.